We still are in the Christmas season. A lot of people don't realize the Christmas season runs for 12 days. This is Epiphany Sunday because Epiphany will be on Tuesday. But we're still in the Christmas season. We have the Christmas tree up, and we're here still celebrating by singing some of the carols. Well, one of the greatest events that the Christmas season has given to us has been the visit of the wise men from the east. Our opening hymn we sang about the wise men. They came from afar to seek out the newborn king and to present him with gifts that are filled with mystery and intrigue. Right away in the scriptures, we discover some very interesting facts. These three wise men show up in Jerusalem sometime after the birth of Jesus. Now, this runs contrary to the many nativity scenes that we see with shepherds and wise men together. For the shepherds came on the night of Jesus' birth. But the wise men came perhaps maybe up to 2 years afterward. But yet we still celebrate them together. And also, we don't know how many wise men there were. We assume there were three because they brought three gifts, but there was probably an entourage of people coming with them because these were very powerful men. Someone suggested that there were four. But the fourth wise man's gift was a fruitcake, and they decided to leave him home. Well, one of the interesting parts of our story may be that the wise men took a wrong turn. Instead of going directly to Bethlehem, they stopped in Jerusalem to ask directions. Someone had suggested this is why they called wise men, for they're the only men in history ever to stop and ask for directions somewhere. Well, really, who were these seekers? Who were these men, an entourage that came? Well, they were probably professors and philosophers of their day. We believe that they came from the area of Persia, which is now part of Iraq. And what a difference time makes. These men from that area came seeking the King of Kings, seeking the Lord of Lords. And yet today, people from this area are seeking to kill people who believe in the Savior of the world. What a difference this world would be if these people would continue to seek out the risen Christ. But that's not happening around the world. And that's why I believe there is chaos. Well, these men were scholars, and they were probably trained in history and religion and medicine and prophecy and astronomy. They were very familiar with the Jewish way of life. For you see, way back in 586 BC, Jerusalem, the southern part of Israel, were taken captive to Babylon. And there they were in captivity as slaves for 70 years. And they remember it because part of their history was that Daniel interpreted King Nebuchadnezzar's dreams. And so they were familiar then with the way of Jewish life and their customs. The modern word magistrate comes from the word magi or magus. And since they were deep thinkers about life, it certainly makes sense then to call them wise men, but magi is a proper term for those seekers. As scholars of astronomy, they discovered the star, and it intrigued them. They came to the knowledge that it was a sign from God and that they were determined to seek the source of that star. They knew a baby was born, and they knew he was a king. And so they came to Jerusalem, the capital city, seeking help in finding the one who was to be born king of the Jews. They came to Herod, King Herod, to find out where this child would be. Where can we find him that we may go and worship him with our gifts? Well, needless to King Herod, he knew nothing of it. He was terrified. And it said all of Jerusalem was terrified. That means this entourage came into Jerusalem. People were wondering, why are you here? Well, we're coming to worship your king, your newborn king. They probably knew nothing of it either. So Herod then asked the high priest and the teachers of the Hebrew law about the birth of Messiah. Where should he be born? And they found in scriptures in Micah 5:2, saying the Messiah is to be born in Bethlehem, and it says, of Judea. Now that's very interesting, because did you know there are two Bethlehems in Israel? There was a Bethlehem of Galilee. And so scripture says, no, it's the Bethlehem of Judea. Scriptures always have things right. Scripture is never wrong. And so they came and they said, Bethlehem, go follow the star. Herod says, you go, find him there, and after you find him and worship him, come back to me. For when you have found him, I want to come and worship you also. So what did they do? They went. Well, today, you know, the Jews have been longing for their Messiah to come. And what the scripture seems to irritate to me is they could care less. Here was an entourage coming and saying, a king of the Jews is born. And the high priests and scholars did nothing. They could care less. These religious leaders and scholars wouldn't even react to the knowledge of the Magi. Well, the Magi left Jerusalem. The star reappeared, and they went into the very house where the child was living. And they entered, and they worshipped him. You will note that they did not come to the stable or the cave, but they came to a house. And they did not come there to worship a baby, but it says a child. Interesting, isn't it? And they came offering their gifts, gifts that were fit for a king, not for a child. For they presented him with gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. What about these gifts? Let's look at them. Gold, one of the rarest and most expensive of metals. It represents wealth and power. It's a gift for a king. Gold also speaks of deity. And gold is a symbol of God. Throughout Scripture, if you find it, you'll find gold. When they built the tabernacle out in the wilderness, it was covered with skins, but inside there was gold representing the presence of God. The hymn, We Three Kings, which we will sing, speaks about these gifts. Verse 2 of that hymn says, born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again, king forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. And then the next Magi brought some frankincense. What is frankincense? Well, frankincense is a sap or a resin that comes from the frankincense tree that only grows in Oman, Yemen, and Somalia. Betty and I had the chance of going out in Oman, and we went out into the desert, and we went to a frankincense tree. And on the bark, it oozes a sap, which is the resin which they harvest. And this resin is used in worship and is burned as an incense on the golden altar of incense. It's done in the temple. And as that burns, it represents the prayers of the people as a sweet-smelling savor as it floats up to the nostrils of God. It's really talking about our prayers, which go up to God. And it reminds us that Jesus is both a high priest and an offering to God on our behalf. For verse 3 of We Three Kings speaks of this gift. Frankincense to offer I have, incense owns a deity nigh. Prayer and praising, all men raising, worship Him, God on high. Well, we had gold and frankincense, and then we have myrrh. What a great gift for a child, right? Well, you'll notice these gifts are to represent who this baby is and what his destiny is, because the fourth gift is myrrh. The third gift, rather, is myrrh. It is a resin from a number of small thorny trees. It has been used throughout history as a perfume, as incense, and as medicine. It can also be ingested by mixing it with wine. But basically, it is used to anoint and prepare a body for burial. While on the cross, Jesus was given a drink of myrrh and wine. For this gift represents the death and the burial of Jesus. Verse 4 of We Three Kings says, myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering doom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in a stone-cold tomb. These gifts then remind us of Jesus and what He was to do, what His life was to be like, for He was to be a special king, a special kind of high priest, and one that would offer His life for the world. We need to remember that Jesus is God's gift to us. He is God of love, and He is the God that dwells with us by His very presence. Just as the Magi worshiped Him and gave Him gifts, we also need to worship Him and give ourselves as gift to Jesus. For we need to return that gift. It's like love. If you receive love, you need to share that love. God shared Jesus with us. Allow us to give ourselves to Him. The wise men gave us another very important insight concerning the life of Jesus. You see, they went to Jerusalem. Scriptures had to be consulted in order to find where Jesus was, to find it, He was born in Bethlehem. The same is true of you and for myself. If we are wise people, we need to seek the Scriptures. We may know Christ. We may know about His salvation. But until we know the Word of God, we cannot truly find Jesus and make Him part of our life. For how do we know what to do if we don't learn what Jesus has taught us. Well, Herod wanted also to go and worship this child, only his worship was meant to do away with him, to kill him. For Herod, I like this with my peas, Herod was preoccupied with power and possession and prestige, and he was paranoid. He was afraid of this little baby who was to be king of the Jews. He was afraid of losing his job as king. And since the Magi did not return but outwitted Herod, he gave orders to have all the male children of Bethlehem in the vicinity, ages 2 and under, to be killed. How did he know that? Because the wise men had told them that they had been following that star for up to 2 years. He didn't want to take a chance that the baby was 2 years old. He had them all killed. What an abuse of power. But this was the way that they did it to maintain their position. That couldn't happen today, could it? There are some countries that follow those same traditions. Well, our message this morning has to do with seeking the King, seeking Jesus, the Messiah. Here are a few points that we spoke about. The Magi traveled long distance to seek the Magi, seek the Messiah, and through their diligence, they found the Christ. The cruel and crafty King Herod, he was hostile to the whole idea of being a Christmas, for he tried to prevent Jesus, tried to prevent his mission here on earth. But he failed. The religious leaders of that day had the Word of God as their means. They had it. They knew it. Yet they were apathetic. Didn't even attempt to make that short journey from Jerusalem to Bethlehem. Short journey, 2 to 3 miles. Approximately. But how far are we willing to travel to meet with Jesus? Are you diligent enough like the wise men? Herod tried to eliminate Jesus. Dr. Charles Stanley stated this: today our society reacts with hostility toward Jesus. They fight legal battles to prevent manger scenes at Christmas time and to silence all of Jesus in the workplace, in schools, and other public settings. End quote. You see, we have many Herods that we face today in our life. Like the high priest and the religious leaders of that day, many people today go about life with no urgency or any concern about Jesus. Apathy rules their life, and they just allow life to go on with little or no concern. It is our duty to be like the Magi, diligently seeking Jesus and the salvation he came to bring to this world. Are you a seeker? Or do you go along with the crowd? Well, as we come to celebrate Holy Communion, I pray that you become a seeker of the truth, a seeker of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we share together in this sacrament that was given to us by Jesus so that we may remember him and what he did. for it speaks about his life, his death, his resurrection, that we may have eternal life. Are you a seeker? I think you are, for you have come here today to seek out Jesus and worship him. Join me in prayer. Gracious Lord, as we enter this new year, make us seekers of Jesus, that we may live according to the principles that he gave us as he lived his life. Amen.